Time now for a morning edition tradition, commentator John Ridley's year-end take on the scandals that left him wondering, why all the fuss?
They seemed so important at the time, didn't they? The Facebook-worthy scandals and the tweet-level gossip that actually made social media seem relevant. But as we turn the page on another year, and while we try to figure out how we explain to our grandchildren why we allowed Snooki to happen, let's take a look back on some of the top controversies of 2010. Meg Whitman's housekeeper drama. Wait, someone in California unwittingly hired an undocumented worker? Both myself and my pool guy Pedro were shocked to hear this. By the way, how do you know when something is a controversy? When Gloria Allred shows up. The Park 51 mosque, because we all know the only things that should be respectfully close to ground zero are souvenir stands and fast food joints. Christine O'Donnell having to declare, I am not a witch. Remember the good old days when a political scandal was having a baby out of wedlock with your videographer? The outing of Shirley Sherrod. It's going to be a long time before anybody gets excited by the phrase, I've got a video that's going to blow the lid off the Department of Agriculture's Rural Development Agency. Juan Williams versus National Public Radio. Come on, NPR. In post-racial America, black people should be allowed to be Islamophobes, too. The Cam Newton pay-for-play allegations. Learning a lesson from their lax handling of the Reggie Bush affair, this time the NCAA proactively did nothing about potential recruiting violations in college football. Seriously, the NCAA couldn't do less if they started installing players-only ATMs in the team training rooms. But all those non-issues can't begin to not measure up to the biggest controversy of 2010, the iPhone death grip. The word going around, allegedly, if you held an iPhone 4 a certain way, you sometimes maybe kind of get a little bit slightly less reception. Possibly. Apple haters were so excited by AntennaGate, they completely forgot to go out and buy themselves a Microsoft Kin phone, which lived and died in 7 anonymous weeks. But don't cry in your HP Slates haters. Hopefully next year there'll be an iPad 2.0 with a minor screen discoloration issue for you all to flame on your blog sites with an already cliche cry of epic fail. I look forward to it. But until then, here's hoping your 2011 is filled with nothing but significance.
John Ridley is a screenwriter and editor of ThatMinorityThing.com.